I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. Both parties in a cruise ship murder case have agreed on how to handle blood evidence in the case, according to a notice the Public Defender's Office entered Friday into the U.S. District Court. 40-year-old Kenneth Manzanares faces federal trial on a felony first-degree murder charge in the death of his wife aboard a cruise ship last summer in Southeast Alaska waters. He pleaded not guilty in August. During various warranted searches, authorities took 4 10-milliliter tubes of blood from Manzanares. Attorneys in the case contested how to handle that evidence. In March, Manzanares' public defender Jamie McGrady filed a motion to preserve the blood evidence in the case. The next day, the U.S. Attorney's Office filed a response. The notice says that the U.S. Attorney's Office agrees to keep 2 vials of the defendant's blood for testing and provide the remaining 2 vials to the defense for independent testing. Trial by jury is scheduled to begin November 5th. If convicted, Manzanares could face life in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. And during a week-long program, several teenage residents of a Juneau youth facility worked on life skills, such as creating resumes and establishing good credit. The annual transition camp presented a series of speakers and workshops last week aimed at easing the return home for the young men at Johnson Youth Center. The facility's superintendent, Jess Lujan, says the youth center functions more like a school than a prison. In addition to educational classes, they attend group sessions for things like anger management or substance abuse. Most of them eventually graduate with their high school diploma. Each youth center resident committed a crime at some point and were sent to the facility by court order. They mainly come from Juneau and Southeast, but some come from farther away. Students typically spend up to 2 years at the facility. Alaska's Educational Resource Center, CERC, runs the training camp and others around the state. Special education specialist John Cowper helps run the programs.
We try to make these available to every school district. Everybody has students who need some transitional supports.
On the first day, residents learned about their role within the community. Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott stopped by to speak with the young men. Day two involved education options for residents to explore once they leave. Cowper says the goal is to give them the tools to become independent.
Finding, keeping a job. We have lots of entrepreneurs come in and they talk about how they did it and what they look for in good employees.
Independent living and healthy lifestyle choices rounded out the week. The program is now in its 3rd year at Johnson Youth Center. Looking at weather for today, rain likely, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 48. Tonight, 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 37. And a reminder that the 44th annual Alaska Folk Festival begins tonight in Juneau. You can watch those shows live at Centennial Hall or watch a live stream on our website. That's ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.